Who is the mischievous slanderer causing one to part from close friends? Jealousy. Okay. Painful jealousy that is unable to bear the joy or success of others. And it's true, isn't it? Yeah, when we get jealous of somebody, our mind is in incredible pain, unbearable pain. You know, looking at somebody else, it's funny, isn't it? Looking at somebody else happy, being happy or creating virtue or having a good opportunity makes us experience pain. Isn't that interesting? So you can really see jealousy is so perverted in that way, you know? Usually we see happiness, we feel happy. Jealousy, we see happiness, good fortune. You know, we're like tense and, you know, people get out of control, totally out of control with jealousy, don't they? Yeah? I mean, say things, do things that they'd never do in their right state of mind, simply because they can't tolerate the other person's happiness. And not only can they not tolerate it, they want to destroy it. Yeah? As if destroying the other person's happiness would give that happiness to us. You know, destroying somebody else's reputation, you know, would cause them to have some good situation, would make us have a good reputation and have a good situation. Actually, it does the exact opposite, doesn't it? Yeah, when we destroy other people's happiness, other people respect us less. We have a worse reputation. Yeah. But I mean, jealousy is just so upside down in terms of, you know, how it thinks and what it motivates within us. Yeah. Can you see that from your own experience? Yeah. I mean, it's miserable. So, I mean, of course, people get jealous over boyfriends and girlfriends. But they also get jealous if somebody else has more stature or status in, you know, at work. Or they get jealous if it seems like the Dharma teacher is paying more attention to somebody else than to them. Or they get jealous if somebody else is more attractive than them. Or if somebody else, you know, creates more virtue than them. Or, you know, has the chance to go to His Holiness's teachings and they don't. I mean, who knows what? We can get jealous over anything. Yeah. And it's, you know, a really good way to make ourselves miserable. Yeah. So when you wake up in the morning and you want to feel miserable, get jealous. It's a good way to do it. Okay. And so here, it also talks about how jealousy, how did he express that exactly? The mischievous slanderer causing one to part from close friends. Yeah, so if we look, and especially if we're jealous of close friends, or we're jealous of people who can actually benefit us, yeah, then we create wedges in the relationship and we part from them, you know, because we begin to see that person who was a friend or a teacher or a relative or a mentor or, you know, a coach or whoever it was, we start competing with them, seeing them as better, getting jealous, not being able to bear it, and then doing something that fractures the relationship of the person who was actually benefiting us, who was a close friend, who was helping us. Yeah. So jealousy is totally unproductive. And it can manifest in many, many ways in our lives. So, you know, in your meditation, it's very good to really think about things and look in your life and see in the variety of different ways in which jealousy has come in your life and how, you know, how you've acted under the influence of jealousy and what the result has been. And so again, you know, just seeing the disadvantages of something is a very good antidote to help us, you know, not follow it when it arises. But another antidote for jealousy, of course, is doing what the opposite of what you feel like doing when you're jealous, which is to rejoice at the other person's virtue or good qualities or opportunity or whatever it is, you know, and say how wonderful that is. I'm really glad they're able to do it. You know, I remember many years ago, because, you know, as monastics, we all sit in ordination order. And so you look up the line and like, oh, you know, it's like jealousy comes in two ways. One is, oh, they're so much better than me, you know, I can't stand it. Or they're not as good as me, but they get to sit in front of me. That's not fair. I should be able to sit in front. I'm a better practitioner than them. Or I've been practicing Dharma longer than they have. I shouldn't have to sit back here. I should be able to sit up there. Yeah. And then you look down the line, and it's like somebody who's ordained after you or who's younger. Oh, they know Tibetan. They've done this retreat. They can teach this and that. They've done blah, 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 blah. Can't bear that either. Yeah? So you sit there. You look up. You look down. You know? And the real problem is that we're not accepting ourselves. Yeah? So it's quite a practice to learn to look up the line and look down the line and say, I'm so glad these people have these abilities and these talents. You know, whatever it is that we feel inferior about, to rejoice that other people can do it. Yeah? Rejoice that they have that ability, that knowledge, that status, that popularity, that whatever it is, well, that's good. You know, it doesn't matter that I don't have it. Somebody has it. That's really good. And also, they do say be careful of who you're jealous of, because you may get what they have. You know, because you usually think, oh, if I only had what that one has, if I only had what that one has, if I only had what that one has. But then you get it, and then you get all the problems that come with it. Yeah. Don't think, you know, that other people's advantages are problem-free. Anytime you have an advantage, you also get the problems that come with that advantage. Yeah. First of all, other people are jealous of you, which is really uncomfortable. Second of all, you know you're going to lose what you have someday. Yeah. Third of all, other people are still better than you. Yeah. So, you know, everything will bring problems to an afflicted mental state, you know. Yeah, it's true, isn't it? As long as we're in samsara, no matter what we have, our mind can make it into a problem. Yeah. And, you know, we may have all sorts of good conditions, but all we see are problems. Okay.